is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few folks to use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Island, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, he's up Table Rock. And KJ4HKC, that's Mr. Ron, he's down in Belton. And KN4RJN, that's another John. He's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. If you're listening, y'all have a great evening. Now we'll move up to the Echo Link stations. We've got a couple Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, 4 Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. No traffic for the net. I'll hang around for the swap meet. Thank you, sir, for calling the net.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel Echo, Melvin in Hendersonville, and also my bride KZ4PAM, that's Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike. We're just up, first time using Echo Link tonight, so we thought we'd try it out. 7-3.
Now 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4MKH. That's Mr. Marshall. He's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. And KM4VIX. That's Mr. John. He's over in Greenville via text message on Echo Link. And W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM. Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello, sounding good on Echo Link. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up, so we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November. Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KOS. Can we check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. All around Piedmont tonight, Gary. 7-3 to you, Miss Joy, and all the net. I will be negative and negative.
KOS. Good evening, my friend Gary. Please check in Kilowatt 4 Oscar in your mic. Walt, Blake, Bowen, and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll stick in here for the swap net.
4 DOS. Boy, Charlie. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India. This is Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont, too. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be listening.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, and we'll hang around for whatever pops up tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
4DOS. Gary, enjoy. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there around Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're also down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello. Got you down for some comments after a while. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope all you fine folks are doing well and staying safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0KBJ, Steve. Also, KD0NIQ, Megan. Might as well throw the club call in there, too. Alpha Echo 5 Echo Tango. And we're up here in South Dakota. I'll be around for comments. No traffic. Megan, she's cooking or something. So put her down as negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB0KBJ. It's my buddy Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. And his sweet bride, KD0NIQ, Miss Megan. And Steve's bringing along their club call, which is AE5ET up there in South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Megan we said hello, and I'm sure whatever she's cooking will be delicious. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of that.
Sound like you got that group to yourself so far. WN4S, Mr. Chris up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Another fellow that used the free check-in function, I got K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. We'll move on up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4. Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Walt.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott over there in Greenville. Scott, I guess I'm going to owe Walt $100 now because you call me by his name, but we'll work that out a little bit later. Scott brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and their daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Also over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith over in Seneca. Negative, negative. Be hanging around listening for the SWAT man.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Chelina form, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative, negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Troy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, negative and negative. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Picked up a pair of Dave's this time. Got W4DJW. Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Echo through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. November uniform for Echo. I'm Matt from Inman. Not hanging around for any traffic.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KA4END. Mr. Buddy over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Tell everybody over at your house we said hello. And NU4E, Mr. Matt, he's up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Wednesday night patient group, to India through Lima, Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG. Hey, over here, Gastonia. good day in there, Jerry, and thanks for checking in to our local net down here a few days ago. 73.
AOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Meet negative and negative, say it's 73s for each one of you.
For DOS. Good check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73.
For DOS. Gary, please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments tonight.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4ISG. Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And Danny, I was glad to be able to get up there on that UHF net at 440. I didn't know it'd make it 80 miles, but I looked it up. The repeater book says you're 80.6 miles from my house, so I'm glad I made it up there. Glad to hear you folks up there doing well. And KK4JFO, Master James, he's up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James, up there at the top of the mountain. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's a little further north up there in Asheville, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. And sorry I missed my check-in. I was over here studying. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Thanks.
4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kendall, North Carolina. We'll be negative and naked tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, check in Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
For DOS, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're located in Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there at Kenner. Harry, I was about to send out a search party for you. You don't normally miss your group. But we got you in here. Appreciate you hanging in there and checking in with us, Harry. I'd also like to say good evening to KA2TXJ. It's Mr. Tim over in Taylor's. Did I get your name right? Is that Tim or Jim?
It's Jim. Juliet, India, Mike.
I corrected. I apologize for that. When I wrote it down, it didn't look right. That's the reason I asked, trying to keep all this stuff straight. But thanks for being with us. And KC4YLC, that's Mr. David down in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And you got the door prize. You made number 50 tonight on Wednesday night. Appreciate you being with us. And K1CJW, Mr. Rowland, he's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Sir, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, mobile in Hendersonville, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo W4APB. Jack, up in Mills River, and I'll try to stick around if I can stay up. Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4TZW. Mr. Gabriel, he's mobile up there around Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4APB, Mr. Jack, up there at Mills River. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I think we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're right, thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone that would anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's an MFJ962D roller inductor tuner. That's a manual antenna tuner, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3S. That's a 10, 15, 20 meter beam antenna. It has a CDE44 rotator and 85 feet of control wire. And he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for the modules for a Tentec 555. He said they're working or not. Give him a call and I'll talk about them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450S. Has the built-in antenna tuner. Has a few scratches on it, but it works well. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC60 desk mic. He would like $95 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood SP31 external speaker. It's brand new, still in the box. He would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood PS52 power supply. It's still in the box. He would like $120 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, I got a fellow looking for a Comet 2x4 mobile antenna. Does anyone need any fields? See if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up is free. It's a TEL D54. It's a TEL Equipment D54 oscilloscope. He got it. He would like to give it to a new ham. He also has a power supply. This is a 16-volt, 30-amp power supply that weighs about 80 pounds. He said that they would like to give these items to a new ham. Does anyone need any fields?
Jerry, W4WOZ.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rod.
Call about those items, and I'm going to hang on to them for this person. They're on some kind of COVID quarantine, so as soon as they're out of that, they're supposed to get this stuff. If they don't, I'll let you know, but you can go ahead and take it off there for right now until we see what happens, okay? W4WOZ.
I'd like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod, and I will remove those items for the time being. I'm glad you got a call on them. I hope the new ham that is looking for these can put them to good use.
Got a double.
4DOS, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad.
Mr. Wise, I got 3 days left on my quarantine, so I have not forgotten you, sir. And I will be in contact, but not till I'm done with this quarantine. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Good. It's still here, so just let me know. W4WOZ.
Rod, glad you and Chad got together. Didn't know who was getting that, but Chad's a real fine young man, and he is a new ham, and he's doing well. He's in there studying to get his extra now, so he's got his tech, and he got his general, and now he's moving on up. So that'll help him, Rod. Do appreciate you, and again, I do appreciate you letting me know about it. While we got a break, is there any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron ALS-600S. That's an HF amplifier with a switching power supply. He has the manual and the boxes, and he is says it's in excellent condition, and they would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-990S. It's an HF transceiver with a Heil HM-12 desk mic. They would like $5,500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a W2IHY 8-band audio equalizer and noise gate. They would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989D VersaTuner 5. That's a legal limit roller inductor tuner. That's a manual tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fella has three MFJ 490 menu-driven memory keyers. He would like $140 each for these memory keyers. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Cubex Mark III. That's a three-element cubicle quad antenna. It would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7300. It would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC706 Mark IIG. It would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-830S.
I don't know if this transceiver works or not. These items belong to a silent key, and he was working on this radio. He has a box with tubes and a circuit board there. I don't know if he's replaced everything and it's working now or not, but he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is, I don't know if these are working either, folks. Like I said, these are from a Silent Keys estate. It's a Kenwood TS-520, and he has a Kenwood TS-520S. He would like $350 for each of those. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Diamond GZV-4000. That's a 40-amp power supply, switching power supply. It's brand new, still in the box. They would like $175 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we're going to list tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a high-gain TH3 Junior. That's a 10, 15, 20-meter beam antenna. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I appreciate these fellas that took items off tonight. That helps me keep my book straight. And we didn't have anybody add anything else tonight, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. We'll use net controls privilege. I'm going to go up here to Jack, W4APB up there in Mills River. Jack, you still with us? APB, Jack, you still awake? He's still awake. He'd talk to us, but he must have dozed off. We'll go on over here to the next one, which is Mr. Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E, up there at Campobello. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to today?
Just wanted to say hello to you and everybody on the net tonight. And also that, you know, all three of our kids have moved out of the house, and we have two dogs in the house with us. And we have noticed that since the kids are gone, that the dogs have started to gain just a little bit of weight. So me and Anna got to talking about it, and one of us usually feeds them in the morning, but when I go down to the shop or if I leave to go somewhere, they will absolutely pester my wife to death for food. So somehow or another, we're ending up feeding them twice a day, and they know it, because they'll ask me one time for food, and that's all they get. But somehow or another, they're playing me and Anna together to get two meals a day. So we've got that identified, and we're going to get that situation straightened out. But other than that, just wanted to say hello to you and everybody on the net, and I hope you've had a wonderful day.
Those dogs, we've got two dogs. One's inside, one's outside. And, well, like tonight, I'm in here on the radio, and the one inside, she gets a treat, a little old dog biscuit, about 10 o'clock. And then we take her outside for the last time, and then she comes in. They will play you. I'll come out of the ham shack tonight, go in there, and she'll want to jump up in my lap and get her ears rubbed and all this, and like she's missed me for 3 days. And all she's wanting is her little treat there. I have gone out, been like 11 o'clock when I went in there, and Joy had already given her a treat. But she'll jump up there and start whining and you know, whimpering and talking to me and dancing around like she hadn't had it. So I know exactly where you're coming from as far as the dogs go.
I mean, I hate to say it, and I don't want to seem rash or anything, but I guess since the kids are out of the house, that they have assumed the role of the children, and they they are doing a pretty good job of playing us pretty well. The little one, her name is Pixie, and she has always prone to keep things in her mouth, I guess, you know, carry things around. But she picks up the socks, all of our socks. It doesn't matter if it's a clean sock or a dirty sock, and she will take it out in the yard and drop it or bury it. And I just can't tell you how many socks that we are missing that are scattered all over the farm. And we have a running joke with my dad. We have a real long driveway, and we have a running joke to see how far we can find one of Pixie's socks. So the other day, he almost made it all the way to the end of the driveway and found a sock that she had deposited almost out to the highway. So they're quite funny, and I'm going to assume that they're either taking advantage of the situation or they're missing the kids, kind of like we are, and they're just reacting the best way they can, or the only way they can, I guess. But it's just really comical to see these two do the way they do.
I've been up there, and I know how long your driveway is. That's a long way from the house. But I think she's trying to teach you to pick your socks up. Either put them in the drawer when they're clean and keep them out of her reach, or put them in the dirty clothes where she can't get them. I don't know, but oh well. They are funny, and they're probably doing that because the kids are not there, and it gives them a little something to do. Of course, it gets them a little more attention when they're stealing your socks and stuff like that, too, doesn't it?
Let me do the math with you right quick. So we have three kids that were in the house, plus the two of us. So that's a total of five. So five kids with 2 feet. So that's 10 feet total in the house. So that's, and you figure each person has at least, okay, let's say 10 pairs of socks per person. So over the years, we have accumulated a basket of mismatched socks where we have, you know, never been able to find the mate to them or the match to them. And Pixie's always carried socks, and we've known that she was doing that over the years. But, you know, you got three kids in the house, things get busy, and you don't ever really have an opportunity to go through some things like that. Well, since the kids are gone, we've gone through the basket. And we made the decision the other day that we're just going to throw them away. Whether, you know, most of them are gone to Pixie, or the washing machine ate them, or whatever you want to call it. So probably about a bushel basket or more of socks that we hauled away. So now it's just two of us, which is down to 4 feet in the household. And we cannot figure out, I've got about 5 or 6 pair of socks, that's all I have. And they're just still coming up missing. And we are no kids, so we're adamant. I mean, we keep our stuff in the laundry basket and this, that, and the other. So I'm not sure how she's getting them, because the basket is way taller than she is. So, and we're not finding them in the yard, so I guess the dryer's eating them. But I'm almost at the point where I may have to start putting RFID tags on them just so I can find my socks. But she just beats all I ever seen, and she's just, you know, it's like I said, it's just funny how if anything changes in the house, how they react and do. And Pixie was my daughter's dog, and she has really struggled with her leaving. I mean, it's just, it's really pitiful, really. And I just, you know, I hate it for her. But Abby comes home every 3 or 4 weeks or so. And, I mean, her demeanor just totally changes. I mean, she's like a different dog. But it's just so sad to watch her when she sees Abby get in the car. She just stands at the door and just drops her ears. And it's just, you know, I figure it this way. If it's going to take, you know, a couple pair of my socks to keep her from being so depressed or whatever, then she can have them. It's not that big a deal, but it is just funny. Because she just parades around with them like she's just killed this big, giant animal, and she's got this, you know, nasty old sock in her mouth. It's just funny.
You shouldn't have thrown out that bushel basket of socks that they had accumulated. That may be part of it, too, but the dogs are funny, you know. I don't know about their feelings and stuff like that, but dogs do miss people, and we miss our dogs when something happens to them, and so I guess it's turnabout's fair play, and with the kids being gone and the dogs being accustomed to the kids being there, it's a change for them, and it's an adjustment, and it's one that they're going to have to make, and they'll get over it sooner or later. I don't know if they'll ever get over hauling the socks away, but I've seen that. I believe that little puppy's black and white, isn't it?
She is, and we got her. My daughter got her at the Pickens flea market years and years ago, and just had a fit for her, and I let her bring her home, and she just, you know. She's just part of the family now, I guess, but it's kind of funny because my dad lives, I don't know, probably, he lives on the other side of the farm, and he's got some dogs that stay with him, and he's got two Labradoodles. Now, Dad and I used to hog hunt. We used to be big into hunting, and we had a whole bunch of dogs, so, you know, hound dogs, Rhodesian Ridgebacks, had a couple Bulldogs, Airedales, that kind of stuff. Big dogs. And some of them kind of aggressive. But over the years, we've quit hunting, and Dad always keeps a dog in the house. So he came home, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago. His little lap dog passed away. So he came home with two of these Labradoodles, and we do not like them at all. And they are just terrors. I mean, they're just all over the place, and, you know, just pester the ever-loving daylights out of everybody. And Pixie and KC can't stand them, and they'll wake us up in the middle of the night, you know, just raising Cain in the house because one of the Labradoodles are on the porch, and just, oh, it's an awful sight. I mean, it's just rage between them, but they don't ever fight. They just, I don't know, I guess it's just a show of force or something, but it is quite comical to see, you know, there's a definite line there. And it's got nothing to do with the property line, but these dogs have established a barrier. You're not going to come past this line. If you do, I'm going to, you know, I mean, it's awful sounding. But Casey, the big one, he's my dog. He's probably about 92 pounds. He's a pretty big animal. And Pixie is just this little bitty thing. And KC could care less. But Pixie, I mean, she's just a little demon. And she keeps him over there half the time. She keeps him over there in his yard. And just, you're not coming over here. And it is hilarious.
I guess they've got their pecking order. And Pixie's at the top of it, right?
I think she is. The Labradoodles are quite big. They're as tall as KC, but they're lanky, you know. But, I mean, they're three times her size, but she doesn't care. She just, you know, whatever. So, the Labradoodles belong to, I'm gonna end it after this, Gary. So, the Labradoodles belong to my dad's wife, and she is a nurse practitioner. So, I get it. Those are her little, whatever you want to call them. But Dad has got a little feist, a little bitty feist, his lap dog. And she stays in his lap. And in her eyes, there is nothing on this planet that she would rather do than to just sit in his lap. And she is very protective. So if I come in the house, she is just, she just gives me a rundown, just growling and snarling and biting and this, that. Now, she won't bite me, but she's letting me know you're not coming near my dad. Well, Dad takes advantage of that, and when I come in the house, he'll encourage her and sick her on me, but she doesn't bite. Well, the other day, let me tell you what happened. So she gets in his lap and gets so wound up in his lap that it's horrible looking. Teeth showing, lips blaring. I mean, it's just the nastiest looking thing you've ever seen. And he thinks it's funny. Well, the other day, I pointed my finger at her to physically scold her. I didn't say anything with my mouth, but I just pointed my finger at her about 6 feet away. And she got so wound up, she bit Daddy. And he just, she ate him up. And she couldn't get to me, so she just gonna bite the next thing she could, I guess. But she got him good, buddy. Tore his britches. So, Daddy, he doesn't do that anymore. He learned his lesson. But we've been laughing about it for 2 days. He won't say nothing about it because he knows it turned on him. But I don't say anything to him. But I'm just gonna draw that finger out next time I'm over there and just tell him you better be quiet. Or I'm gonna get you with your own dog.
Goodness, there, Jen. That's amazing. Well, I'm sorry that your dad got bit, but, dogs do get protective, and, I've told the folks around here, I've got a big German Shepherd out there in the backyard, and it's in a chain link fence, and it, has a job to do, and I had one little young fella sticking his hand over the fence, and I called him and told him not to do it, and, he got upset with me, so I went and had a talk with his mom and dad and told him, I said, I don't want him to get bit, so please tell him not to reach over the fence. Now, if he wants to pet the dog or something of that nature, tell him to come knock on the door, and I'll open the back door and go out in the backyard with him, and the dog won't bother him. But for him just to reach over the fence, I said, I'm afraid the dog's going to grab his arm and hurt him, and I don't want that to happen. So the little boy hadn't done that anymore, so which was a good thing. I hated to have to go talk to his parents, but he wouldn't listen to me, so I did the next best thing. I went down and talked to his mom and dad. They were real nice. I told them, I said, I'm not trying to be antisocial or unneighborly or whatever. I just don't want your child to get hurt. And they understood and realized that, and everything was okay after that.
Oh, that was the right thing to do because dogs, especially with a small child, they can do a lot of damage. And, you have to kind of cover down on what the dog does because I guess legally you're responsible. And that's exactly the right thing to do. But at any rate, I'll close it out. I enjoyed the conversation. I guess you can tell I've been cooped up for too long. I think me and Anna's tired of never mind. I'll leave that one alone. But, Gary, I enjoyed the conversation and look forward to your Wednesday nights because they're really enjoyable. So you have a wonderful day, sir, and have a wonderful week. And if there's any anything I can do for you or anybody on the net, please shoot me an email. I have nothing to do but look at the computer screen till this quarantine is over. So please shoot me an email. So anyway, KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Before you go, Chad, I got one question for you. A little bird told me that you might want to learn something about beekeeping. If you want to talk about beekeeping, give me a call on the telephone. We won't have to repeat her that long.
I will definitely give you a call. My mother was a beekeeper, and she taught me a little when I was young. And I have got a lot of the equipment left over. We've got a 70-gallon Walter T. Kelly honey extractor, big stainless steel. And, I mean, it's just sitting out there in the trailer, in the storage trailer, not even being used. And, you know, Mother just, you know, I mean, she used all of her beekeeping tools, and I was, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, maybe a little older, I can't remember, but she had a bunch of hives, and taught me, she bought me a bee suit from Walter T. Kelly Bee Company 1 year, and she bought the smallest size they sold, and it was still too big, and she cut it up and stitched it up, and made it fit me for a boy, you know. And I went along with her to check the bees out and rob them and smoke them. And Dad had me in the shop building supers and putting racks together and so on and so forth. So, yes, I will give you a call, and we'll talk about it because, we'll talk about it on the phone. KO4NUE, I'm 7-3, Gary.
Tell Dana we said hello. Thanks for hanging around, talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it as always. Be glad when you get out of that quarantine, we can meet face to face again. You take care. Tell Anna I said hello, and Pat KC and Pixie for me. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Gary, all on the net, 73. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
Good evening to Mr. Dennis, KG4JIA, up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. You going to be at the Gaffney Ham Fest the 23rd?
Yes, sir, Gary. Planning to be there. Hope to see you.
Dennis, I hope everything goes well, and I will be there. But y'all take care and look forward to getting to a ham fest this year. Thanks, Dennis. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan been doing, and what's she cooking for supper?
KI4DS and that KB0KBJ. Well, we've been doing fine. What was she cooking? I think she was just cooking up some French toast or something like that. We already had eight, but she was getting rid of leftovers, or making leftovers, I should say there, Gary, over.
Well, Steve, I like those. Joy fixed us some loaded potato soup tonight. It had real thick potato soup and chunky potatoes and bacon bits and cheese and all kinds of good stuff in it. Boy, it was good.
Yeah, that does sound good. It'll probably even be better tomorrow, too.
There might be one bowl left. I left what little bit was left. I'm sitting on the counter. It's cooling. I'll put it in the refrigerator and may have to grate a little more cheese, but that'll be good warmed over.
Yeah, there's some foods that are good that way. I'd go up to my brother's, and they got a small chain of kind of all hunting, farming, type of store. And they had these in a bag, I guess Shore Lunch has them now, in a bag, kind of dried ingredients for making soups, like wild rice or enchilada or potato or such. I bought a few of them and kept them in the basement. She's been using them as bases for soups and such, and adding stuff to them when she's making them. And boy, them things are good. So I thought they only had them up there, but she said she's found them around here recently. So I guess we got a local supply of them now. I heard you mention about the Gaffney Ham Fest. I'd like to attend, but I am going to be busy that day down there in the Greer area. Over.